Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
And then some of the landing spots are just salt in the wounds. The whole Lakers thing is self-evident. You go after Anthony Davis hard for years. After him, collecting assets, accumulating chips, hoarding your chips for Anthony Davis. You put out privately, almost publicly, it's so blatant how privately you're just spreading the word on Anthony Davis, and he goes to the Lakers. Oh, Lakers. The bozo Lakers, who've done nothing right. Salt in the wounds. Just watching the top of the hour update on NBC Sports Boston, Murray. I don't know if you would look this up, but they just threw a little super up there, a little tagline that said, report Brooklyn Nets could be landing spot for Al Horford. So is there a fresh report here about Al Horford in Brooklyn?
No, that's been floating around most of the day, that rumor. Let me find out exactly who it's from.
I mean, I thought Ian O'Connor had...
Wasn't it A. Sherrod Blakely who tweeted
yeah.
out?
That's oh, it's Blakely. Okay. Yeah, it was Blakely. And you're right. That was all day. So if that's what they're talking about, that's salt in the wounds. Salt in the wounds. How? Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, his tweet was a team to keep an eye on in the Horford sweepstakes. The Nets, league source says, Nets team on the rise. Al's close ties to head coach Kenny Atkinson and the team's cap space mentioned as the main reasons.
Okay. So sure, you're right. That has been all day from Sherrod. So sorry. I just didn't put two and two together.
What a kick in the ass that'd be.
The team that you pants. The team that, I mean, just the whole storyline. You emasculate Billy King and the Brooklyn Nets and Prokhorov, and you know you fleece them for those draft picks. You leave them in the dust. You eviscerate that organization. You have all these lottery picks. Now you're on the ascent. The Brooklyn sucks. They're a total joke of a franchise. And at the drop of a hat, in 1 week's time, they've passed you and are ahead of you. And they're closer to a championship than you are and more of a destination than you are. And tell me how that happens. That is salt in the wounds right there, the Nets.
Well, the real problem is if he goes there and Kyrie goes there, isn't that an indictment on what you've got left here and the kids?
Yes.
Like, if Al Horford goes to play with Kyrie Irving, who was obviously a problem this past season, okay, Kyrie's a problem, but what's that say about what kind of problems that Brown and Tatum were?
You bet that Al Horford,
it's a great point,
would rather go to freaking Brooklyn and play with that asshat than stay in Boston in this great organization, which it is, and play with Tatum and Brown.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a bad sign.
Oh.
It's a bad sign. Again, look, you know how I felt about the young guys at the beginning of that season. Talk about thinking, you know, you're bigger than you are, the two of them. But boy, if Horford ends up there, to me, that's like the second most insulting thing that could have happened this entire postseason.
What's the most?
Kyrie going back to LeBron. Like, the idea of those two, you know, Kyrie going back to this.
I think the Nets are more insulting.
Oh, no way. No way. After that whole act that Kyrie pulled, wanting his own thing, daddy's too much, daddy's overbearing, I have to get away from daddy, you're going to move back into the house and live in the basement? Oh, you loser. You're going to pull that? You tool. You complete loser if you do that. No. At least this is, I'm going to stay out on my own. That I have respect for. I'm not talking competitively. I'm talking as a human being. That I have respect for. But going back to LeBron, loser move. And now, all of a sudden, he and Horford kissing Kyrie's ass at the podium during the playoffs just to keep him happy, make sure everything's good with Kyrie.
God, that was disgusting,
and then you're gonna go. Then you're going to go play with him in Brooklyn? Oh, my God, it would have destroyed my faith in people as human beings. I'm not joking.
But
I would look at that and say, oh, you guys are such frauds.
We talked about this earlier. On the floor, Kyrie and Al Horford,
they work together.
They play a beautiful game together. They do.
But you know what? Horford would work with any superstar.
He does. He's a great screen and roll player, can pop, you know, pick and pop and all that stuff, and he can do it all. So that's why he fits everywhere. that any of these contending teams he would fit, whether they have a four or a five or have a need for a big guy or not. He can stretch the floor and hit open shots and screen and defend and all of it.
And he has no ego.
And he would do what he was asked. You know, that's why he's a consummate pro. So he would fit anywhere. But he and Kyrie, I mean, that was the best the Celtics had to offer. When they went to that two-man game, they were brilliant. And if they rolled that in Brooklyn, that would work. That would work. And is that the player that would keep Kyrie in check? Or you just keep the a-hole factor down, the a-hole quotient, just enough to have Brooklyn stomach it? I don't know. But anyway, there's that. So all this stuff is happening now in the NBA. Forget about July 1 free agency. It's happening now. Jeff in Hanover, who do you blame for all this stuff with the Celtics?
I have to agree with Stephen A. Smith for once, but I'm going to blame Danny Ainge. He's been a mess. It's time to make a change. He fleeced the dumb New Jersey ownership, Brooklyn Nets ownership, and he got a gift from his buddy there, McHale.
Well, he's fleeced a lot of people, Jeff. I mean, he fleeced the Sixers on that Tatum trade, the Tatum-Fultz thing, fleecing. He fleeced the Nets. He fleeced the Timberwolves and Kevin McHale. He's fleeced a lot of people. He's great at trades. One championship in 18 years, and they just took a big step back. And the next one is really not in sight. It was in sight the last couple of years. Now it's not even really in sight. They haven't even hit bottom yet to start figuring out how they're going to start rebuilding and what direction they're going to go in. So you're talking one title in 20 years, one title in 21 years. That's a tough track record. We know the league is tough. It's exceptionally hard. And I still don't know exactly what he's done wrong, and not much. But that is the track record.
Well, it's hard to go back to it when you were where they just were. Again, you looked at the roster and you said, wow, Hayward, Kyrie, Tatum, Brown, Smart, Horford. Like, if it breaks right, they should be in the finals. They might even be able to win it if they catch a break. And given what happened in Golden State, they might have been able to win.
It could have been their year.
It should have been their year.
It turns out the team from the East did win. It could have been you.
It should have been their year, and they blew it. And when I say they blew it, I put as much on the players as anybody. Like, really, selfishness ate at them. It ate them from the inside.
So the caller mentioned Stephen A. Smith. Here's Stephen A. earlier on ESPN.
They're falling apart by the seams. You know who needs to be brought into the eye of the storm?
I hope you say the name.
It's the Danny Ainge.
I just like the preaching, you know, and then you get the congregation.
Say it.
Say it. That's right.
You know who needs to be brought into the eye of the hurricane?
Amen. Go ahead. Just do the whole thing, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
You know who needs to be brought into the eye of the storm?
I hope you say the name.
Mr. Danny Ainge.
I agree.
Mr. Danny Ainge. Enough's enough. We respect Danny Ainge. We respect the job that he has done. It is undeniable. But it's also time that we highlight what he hasn't been able to do. He was reluctant, highly reluctant to pull a trigger and to get a deal. He had the assets. He could have gotten a big time player. Outside of the gift from his buddy, what has Danny Ainge really, really done in free agency? Acquiring Al Horford, you want to throw that up in there. That's to be respected. But what has he really, really done? The reality of the situation is that anybody coming to Boston to play for Danny Ainge.
I mean, it's fair. You did. You had all those draft picks, all those assets, and what'd you really get out of it? What have you gotten out of it? You're sort of back from square one, like you've just made the picks. And that falls on someone. I mean, and Ainge is part of it. And it's just what's happened. So he bears some responsibility. I'm like most people, when you go move, there's really not a ton to second guess.
Yeah, I don't put a ton on him. I don't. I'm not saying it was perfect. I think that Ainge has a bad habit of, you know, looking at a team with all the players and thinking, well, they'll figure it out, it'll come together, everyone will grow. And sometimes they don't. But I don't know. You see this guy, Paul, in a car on line 7? You see him right there?
Just about to pop him up.
Yeah, good. Punch him up.
Okay. Paul in the car. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. So is Pat Riley a better GM than Danny Ainge?
Would I take Pat Riley or Danny Ainge? I might take Pat Riley.
Okay, so my question is, where's...
Here's the location. Do you think he wins those championships if LeBron doesn't go there?
No.
I mean, he gets the one to Shaq. Yeah, credit. Great trade.
No, Paul, it's a good point.
So I was just going to say, tell me where they're working, and I'll tell you who I want. I would rather have Danny Ainge in Miami than Pat Riley in Boston.
Fine. But now I'm in Miami. Would I rather have Pat Riley in Miami or Danny Ainge in Miami?
Riley.
Yeah.
But again, do it the opposite way. Riley in Boston or Ainge in Miami?
Fair enough.
Like, to me, it's more about Miami than it is about the executive.
True.
Now, you want to tell me that, you know, it's magic. Bad example, but you know what I mean. Someone with clout, cachet in the league. But even then, Larry Bird in Indiana, did he get anyone to go there?
Nope.
Not really. No. I mean, they were what they were.
Bird was a good coach. As an executive, what was he?
I would say good, not great. But again, you're in Indiana. Who's going to go? Who's going to go?
What are you two chirping about over there? Is there anything that I need to mention?
No, there's a clip I found of Chris Mannix that's pretty great. I want to roll it in.
Okay, so we'll get to that too as well.
Talking about the relationship between Kyrie Irving and certain young players.
Oh, it's all coming out. I told you. Yeah. It's all going to come out.
This is awesome.
It's all going to come out. How's the government? What are your thoughts on the government, Brad? He walks into the film session.
No, what does the word government mean to
you? Yeah, yeah. It's all coming out. You knew it would too. You knew it would as well. We'll give you those details and more of your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, Jim Murray here for Harbor One Bank.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
I'm going to give you a couple names quickly. You tell me where they're playing next NBA season. Al Horford.
I'm going to say Boston.
In years to come, I feel like this will open the doors for many other, you know, big free agents. You have to consider this is a special place.
Celtics down one. They have never led. Horford catches. 5 seconds to go. Horford pulls his way in, forces it up and in. The Celtics have the lead.
I need something to eat.
Horford, as much as you think he's a great player, he's not a great player. He should, you know, get a man on him, and he has trouble scoring.
I didn't see it. That's his opinion. You got to respect it.
Respect that.
I do. That's his opinion. That's how he feels.
Smart against LeBron. Left side. Avery open. Three. Kicks in.
Al, huge win. What are the emotions right now?
It's big. It's big. A lot of people doubting us out there. Thought we were finished.
What made the difference tonight?
Heart. We got heart. This team got heart. I know we got beat bad, but, you know, it's all about how you rebound, and we bounce back tonight.
Can you tell me your theory on Al Horford again about the 12 points?
They made me retire when I was averaging that many points.
You just have to wait and see what we're going to do as a team. And it's, that's what the management's going to do, taking forward and continue to, you know, to get better.
Al Horford is declining his $30 million player option for this season. He had talked with the team. He and his agent, Jason Glushon, had talked about doing a new deal at the start of free agency. Those talks have come to an end, and Al Horford and the Celtics are both moving forward with the expectation that he will not return.
Jimmy Stewart's look back at the Al Horford career. Again, you forget, Tommy Heinsohn called him an average player or not a great player when he was with the Hawks. Kind of changed his tune a little bit here, but now we'll go back to the real Tommy Heinsohn commentary as Al Horford goes somewhere else. The thing you heard there, him in the tunnel, the moment I remember, for me, the quintessential Al Horford moment was when you won game three of the East Finals in Cleveland 3 years ago now, the year you lost in five games, where Isaiah Thomas got hurt in the first two games. Mm-hmm. He got walloped, right? And then you went out there in game three, and Avery Bradley hit a shot at the buzzer, and Horford was in the tunnel with the guys coming off, dapping everybody up. And I remember that moment with Al Horford really, you know, really well. I thought that was a quintessential Al Horford moment. Didn't hit the shot, but big part of that win and sort of speaking it after the game. But anyway, Al Horford now on his way out. And again, to me, the big takeaway is you heard him say there, one of those clips there was just from his introductory press conference, that this opens the door for other free agents to come here, see how special it is. And that's really what that meant. And it did represent that, because Gordon Hayward came soon after. Kyrie Irving wanted to come here in a trade soon after. And you felt like this was a destination. And now with Kyrie leaving, Horford leaving, Anthony Davis, you know, rejecting a chance to come here, it feels like it's just sort of the opposite is happening, which is quite a switch. It really sucks, frankly. But with Kyrie Irving's departure, the good news is now that all these Green Team reporters who've been sitting on stuff can now tell us how they really feel and what was really going on. It was obvious from the outside. I am sorry. People are saying we had no indication of this during the year, just we're not paying attention. Because at least on this program, we were able to tap into Kyrie Irving's a-holery from the first week. From the first week, whatever whenever that West Coast trip was, that first West Coast trip, and they lose in Portland, he comes out and says we could use a 14, 15-year veteran on this team. That was like the first or second week of the season. We played that sound constantly. We said, what is up with this?
And I told you it was a shot at Al Horford.
What are you talking about, Kyrie? So we've been on this guy all year. But, of course, the Green Team media can't really. They've got to toe the company line until he bolts. Now that he bolts, floodgates are open, folks.
Oh, yeah, no, all the dirt's coming out now.
Floodgates are open. The great Gottlieb story with how do you feel about the word government? And now here's Chris Mannix today. Where?
Yeah, he was on with Rob Parker and Chris Broussard on their show on FS1.
Oh, this must have been a bloodbath.
You got me.
Do we have it?
Yeah, sorry. I thought Murray was playing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cross up.
You could write a whole book on what went wrong, because the season was a disaster from basically start to finish. But I think it boils down to a couple of things. One, his relationship with the young players on the roster was awful. Whether it was, I think, Jaylen Brown, who was probably the worst with. I don't think it was great with Jason Tatum. Terry Rozier, certainly it was awful, because Terry was being supplanted at a position he felt that he had done enough to win in that past year. So that created a pretty nasty atmosphere. His leadership skills were lacking. I think that's fair to say, given everything that happened all season long. He wanted to be in a position to lead. He was placed in a position to lead, and he failed at it. He tried a bunch of different things. He tried tough love. He tried saying, remain calm, all is well. None of it seemed to work. And I think the other part of it was, he was the first player to be coached by Brad Stevens that didn't really enjoy being coached by Brad Stevens. That relationship wasn't solid.
So, awful relationship with Jaylen Brown, awful relationship with Terry Rozier. The first guy to be coached by Brad Stevens who didn't like being coached by Brad Stevens. I didn't hear that during the year. Although it was kind of obvious. All the shots he was taking at Stevens over the course of the year, you could see it if you just sort of paid attention.
I mean, hell, he and Brown were, jousting in the paper. Right, there was that comment from Brown way back when about, it starts with leadership from the top
right.
to the bottom,
exactly.
Not the bottom to the top.
All right, we're going to break early because we're going to try and go to the DR live. Now, this could be really stupid on our part because they say they're going to start at 5:30, which for them could mean 7:15. Also, it could be in Spanish.
I was just going to say that.
Which isn't going to do us a lot of good, but we're going to try and go live to the DR. So let's break here. We'll come back with the update and the David Ortiz press conference in the DR.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. More. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Again, awaiting the update from the DR on the David Ortiz investigation. They said 5:30. We're at 5:33 and counting. So, shocker, they might be running a little behind schedule there in the DR. But if they go live, we'll go live. If it's in English, we'll carry it. If it's in English and he's properly mic'd and we can understand what's being said, we'll stick with it. But if the audio sucks, or I can't understand what the guy's saying, or if it's in Spanish, we're going to cut out faster than you. But trust, believe you me, you think we've got a quick trigger finger on the phones, it'll be just as quick on this thing.
No, again, it will. It'll be like Scott in Weymouth calling on a bad phone. He'll be dumping his ass inside of 15 seconds. That pain in the ass.
Again, the Ortiz lawyer, though, according to him, Ortiz is going to come out of this thing smelling like roses, like unicorns and show ponies, whatever those smell like. He's going to come out just smelling perfectly because, again, his name is Jose Martinez Hopelman. He told the Globe he's been briefed on what authorities have down there, and Hopelman said that I can say that David Ortiz is innocent in what happened. He has no connection to illicit activities, no relationships with people who have criminal connections, nor has he violated his family values, Maz, that would bring about such an incident. So what I can tell you is that I'm satisfied with the work the authorities have done so far. Obviously, I have to wait to see what the family thinks, but as a lawyer, I'm happy with the work the authorities have done. Smells like a bag job.
I mean, I don't think you're going to get any shred of the truth out of the people down there. I just think there are too many people to protect.
He dismissed rumors about the cause of the shooting as cheap gossip, emphasizing that Ortiz is a man of, quote, family values and no enemies, Maz. He said the rumors, which have spread throughout social media and in tabloid newspapers, created confusion and were not based in fact. Quote, that's why we need to wait for authorities to give the official version, which will clearly be based on irrefutable evidence, Hopelman said.
I mean, how could, like,
this guy's like Trump.
So I say this, look, because again, David Ortiz.
There is no collusion.
So David Ortiz was a victim here, right? I mean, we I don't want to lose sight of that because that's a significant.
Yeah, it's not like they're going to cover up his involvement in a crime. There is none. He got shot.
Right. So the question is, what was going on that we don't know about and that, you know, inspired someone to do something this outlandish?
Yeah, what are the
downright stupid
details of the motive?
Exactly. Exactly right. So, you know, but at the same time, I look at it and I hear that comment, no enemies. That country is so poor, it isn't funny. He has a ton of money. You're telling me that he made no enemies? When he has that much wealth, there isn't a single person down there that looks at him and says, how come you're not giving some to us or to your neighborhood or whatever? I mean, I'm just, you know,
yeah.
Not one enemy. I mean, it's not believable.
The family values.
I mean, it's not believable.
A lawyer comes out and says, family values. Would you spare me this?
I mean, look, we're talking about ball players here.
Right.
Okay, we're talking about ball players. So let's not suggest that they all walk on water because they can't and they don't. But the, you know, I don't have faith in the authorities down there to give us the truth. I don't.
Do we know if they've started? We're just relying on the TVs to go live.
There's nothing that started yet.
Okay. So when it does, we'll go. And then we'll bounce right out of it if and when it sucks. Because let's face it, it usually sucks. This is someone I want to talk to. Luke in Vermont, how's it going, buddy? You okay?
Oh, not great, man. It's been a rough 24 hours. It's been a rough 12 months, really. But I do think two things can be true. The last year has been depressing, devastating, disaster of epic proportions. I mean, Colin Cowherd was saying that the Celtics are set up to be the next dynasty in all of sports, comparing them to the Patriots, saying you got 20 years of Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and now you're going to get 10 of Brad Stevens and the Celtics. That's how high the expectations were. However, I do think it's possible that it may not be as bad as it seems because the bar in the NBA has been lowered with Golden State breaking up. There's no doubt about that. They did have one of the problems was too many people in Boston. I get it looks bad with Horford and Kyrie leaving, and it is bad with them leaving. I don't think it's the end of the world. I think Brown and Hayward and Smart and Tatum still leave you with some building block pieces, but I would look at trading Tatum still for a different style player just because you have redundancy.
Would you trade him for Bradley Beal?
No. I think you got to get somebody of equal comp, like a Towns. I know Tony likes Towns. I'm saying Tatum, all the picks you have, and you get Towns, Hayward, and Brown, and maybe you could convince a max of just under a max point guard to come, like Kemba or something. Then you got the building blocks of a good team. You got Kemba, Towns, Brown, and Hayward, and you're right there competing for the NBA Finals still in the East. Even if you're a step below the Lakers, I think the East has come down so far, possibly, if Kawhi leaves.
Well, also,
the bar in the East is so low.
I agree, Luke.
I think the Celtics have come way, way down. Or at least their ceiling has come way, way down.
The ceiling's come way down, but it is wide open in the East. I agree. The Celts are top five team in the East right now. They might be a top, after Milwaukee, they might be the second team. I keep saying that. I have no faith in the Sixers. We'll see who goes to Brooklyn with Kyrie. Durant's not playing this year. So, like, if you want to say in 2 years, they're going to fall behind the Knicks and Durant as currently constituted. So, fine. But we're talking about this upcoming season. Durant's out. Durant's out for most of it. Anyway, so I just think, I don't know, you tell me who's ahead of the Celtics right now.
Yeah, I don't think there's a clear, I mean, again, we can argue for teams, but I don't think there's a clear slam dunk.
I mean, other than
Milwaukee's ahead of them.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee's ahead of them. But after that, you know, if they keep Hayward, Tatum, and Brown together, they re-sign Rozier, and, you know, they pick up some sort of functional big man that can defend the paint, okay, or score a little. In theory, they could beat the Sixers. They could.
Yeah, I think the Sixers still don't know how to win. Joey and Quincy. Yes, Joey.
Hey, I just had a question / thought for you guys. Do you think they should just commit to a strictly young team? I'm not like one of those young guys, yay type guys, but do you think they should commit to a strictly young team, or do you think they should continue doing what they're doing? Because this way it doesn't seem to work. I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
So, I think go young. I do.
So I would have said yes, emphatically, without batting an eye, except for the fact that I wonder now, I don't know, can you keep these guys?
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Well, because the landscape of the league, I think, is just different.
So you're saying you have to sign free agents to make it worth the young kids' while to stay?
No, you might have to trade the young kids you have for guys who are under contract that can win now, and you have a 3-year window again.
Okay, is this one of these things where you're hearing things, Mass?
No, not at all. This is just me.
You keep going to this thing like,
yeah, there's a tone.
Yeah, like they're now about to lose Tatum and Brown.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just telling you, I look at the league and superstars move now. They go where they want to go.
Yeah, but after years and years, there's usually a bridge deal in there. There's a restricted deal. They don't go after 3 years in the league. Anthony Davis was in New Orleans for, 7 years, for crying out loud.
Okay.
You don't lose guys after three.
The
rules
were different when Davis signed his last deal.
Okay, but we've been talking about that. They've made it even harder for guys to move. But I'm talking, the guys don't move after 3 years. Giannis is going to be in Milwaukee for 8-9 years. Durant was in OKC for how long? They don't move after three, Maz. They don't move after, they move after like 7 or 8.
When are they eligible for unrestricted free agents?
I'm not exactly sure, but just look at all the guys that you're talking about moving. Kyrie was in the league for 7, and again, I'm making this up, but it's something like 7-8 years. Durant was in the league for 7-8 years. LeBron was in the league for 7-8 years. Anthony Davis is in the league for 7-8 years. Durant, 7-8 years. I mean, that they're not leaving after three.
Right. So, no, I didn't say three. What's Rozier been in the league for?
I don't know.
This is fifth coming up. It's been four.
Something like that. I'm not worried about Rozier.
Okay. No. But my point is, if he's eligible for free agency at the end of next year,
it's restricted.
At the end of next year?
This year, he's a restricted free agent.
Okay. I'm talking next year.
Okay.
5 years in. So Brown's already going into his third year, right? Or is this fourth now? This is fourth for Brown. So at the end of next year, are you looking at losing Jalen Brown?
You're just adding like a whole nother thing, though.
Well,
like
and you look at the body language this season between Jalen Brown and the coach. That's an issue.
They're too young to leave. I just don't think it's a relevant conversation.
So I think this is all I'm telling you is that I think free agency's after the fifth year. Full free agency's after the fifth
year. Rozier is a restricted next year.
Next year he is.
Next year.
Okay, so then I'm a year off. But I'm just saying, if you build with youth, these guys don't really become championship caliber players till 5 or 6 years in. That's when they become it. And if they're eligible for free agency at the same time, and they are two franchise guys in this climate, what is to prevent them from saying, I want to go play in Miami?
Okay, so you're saying that they should trade these young guys now because they're going to lose them in 3-4 years anyway.
I'm saying that you might have to now think that way. You might have to think that way.
I think it's too early.
It might be.
Way too early.
I didn't say definitively. I just said you might have to think that way. Because the plan at the beginning was, let's build a sustainable window. We have all these high picks and build a sustainable window. So they got Kyrie, who's 25. They got Hayward, who's 27. And I think they were willing to make another deal if they could have gotten Anthony Davis. So you'd have guys in their late 20s and maybe have a 5, 6, 8 year window, whatever it is. But if these guys aren't going to be around, then what? Then you got to trade for guys who are under contract.
Yeah, what's that going to do? What can you realistically get in return that can actually help you win a championship? I don't know right now. Like, everyone's already moved, seemingly. Maybe next year you can make something happen. But I just think you're better off just, I don't know, crossing your fingers, hope these guys become superstars and they learn to love it here.
I don't know. I want to see how this goes. I don't like the spot they're in.
Roy in Fairfield with a thought on this. Hi, Roy.
Yes, how you doing, Mike? Thanks for taking my call, you and Tony and Murray. I hope you guys are having a good day.
Thanks.
I just, first of all, I want to say about Tony there. I think you're dead on as far as Ortiz, as far as the wealth and stuff, all that in the Dominican. I don't think you're too far from the truth. As far as Kyrie, good riddance to him. Good riddance to him. I think he was troubled when he come here. He wants to be like his father, like you said earlier. He wants to be like LeBron James. He's never going to be LeBron James. He's going to take trouble wherever he goes. What I'm seeing right now and stuff, if you want to be a Celtic, you want to be a New England Patriots, Celtics, Bruins fan stuff, you want to be here because you want to be here. Not because of the weather, not because of the dancing, not because of the drinking, not because of the nightlife. You want to be here because you want to live on. This is what you want to be.
I know, Roy. I know, but does that exist in the NBA?
No, the reality is people are going to get this part through their thick skulls, and Anthony Davis just proved this to you. That doesn't matter as much to them as it does to you. That's fan mentality. I feel that same way, so I'm with you. But it doesn't matter to dudes like Anthony Davis and young players in the NBA. It doesn't.
But let me just, picking up on Maz's sort of thing, this is a recent thing. Mostly when guys get here, they want to stay, whether they're young or old. The fleeing Boston, that is new. Paul Pierce wanted to stay. Antoine Walker wanted to stay. Garnett, when he got here, wanted to stay. Ray Allen didn't want to leave, but he did, and he was happy to leave, and he did leave, but he was all pissed off because he wanted to stay. These guys wanted to stay once they got here. A lot of them don't want to come here in the first place. That'll grant you. It's a hard place to talk guys into in that league, for sure, and for whatever reason. But once they get here, I don't know of many guys who were unhappy here, like, get me out of Boston. Who was that guy? Kyrie, and now Horford, and that's why this is sort of a new thing and a scary thing. But historically, once they're here, they're fine, whether they're drafted or they're brought in here as free agents.
Yeah, look, again, I hope you're right. I just feel like...
To me, it's about getting him here. And I'm going to treat this as an aberration, that this was just a confluence of Kyrie Irving and his thing, squatting on this. But for the most part, most everyone who's come through, the Celtics have wanted to stay.
Yeah, but so this changed dramatically in the last year. So I think that's where you need to maybe look at the coach and some of these guys, maybe look at him as a bit of a cornball, or this program is a little bit too collegey and its emphasis on team and not the I, which in the NBA, it's more about the individual than team. I think we can agree there. And then the preferential treatment he gave to Gordon Hayward. So they can look at that as maybe, okay, that was his guy in college and that left a bad taste in some guy's mouth. Maybe even guys that are still here like Brown. Or maybe they look at it as, well, the white guy's getting minutes here, and it becomes that whole thing again.
I hope that's not it.
I know, again, that could be the perception of certain players.
I just wonder if the way, you know, LeBron has conducted business has changed the way they all think. You have the commissioner and Adam Silver saying that teams didn't like the fact that it took too long to rebuild, so they were willing to accommodate the players on the recent CBA that created more movement at this time of year. Right. So again, all I'm saying is, if all those things are true, what happens if Brown and Tatum become franchise players? What happens when they came up?
Okay, we'll see. Nick in the car, what do you got for us?
Yeah. Hey, Jim, you there, Big James?
Yes, hi.
Yeah. Hey. No, I know you're a little worried about the Celtics, the Sox, everyone, but I just want to reassure you that Braxton Berrios is coming up to the Pats system, and he's just going to be the ultimate savior of all Boston sports. He's just the guy, and I think you need to come to terms with that, bud.
Okay. I hope that you're right. We never got a shot to see him last year because he was injured, and he never actually played in any downs. So I hope you're right. Braxton, Lord knows they need help at wide receiver, so hopefully Braxton Berrios is the new Julian Edelman or Wes Welker.
I could use some size on the right wing for the Bruins. How's that? Jeff in Los Angeles. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, fellas? First time, long time. Yeah, I think Murray's exactly right. Brad Stevens is to blame. People aren't buying into his system. Look, when the other teams have this talent and they don't produce, look at Miami and Spoelstra originally, Cleveland and Tyronn Lue. The coach is the scapegoat who gets the blame. And I think people, the Celtics players, just aren't buying into Brad's system. It's a college system. It's not a professional system. I think he deserves more of the blame. I'll hang up and listen to
that. I think it was one guy that didn't buy in. And the others are bitching about minutes and touches, which is not about system or X's and O's. It's about opportunity. Kyrie's the one guy. Chris Mannix said it. Kyrie's the one guy to be coached by Brad Stevens who didn't like being coached by Brad Stevens. It's about Kyrie. It's not about Brad.
Yeah, I'm not even sure that it's a college system. It might be a pro system. But the bottom line is, in that league, if you don't have the players, the system's not enough.
It's a pace and space system for an ISO player. It was a bad fit.
So, but isn't that the whole league? So if Kyrie goes to Houston, he's okay. But isn't the whole league pace and space?
Well, then Brad should have adjusted to a superstar player then.
I'm sorry. If little Isaiah Thomas, you know, Isaiah Thomas 2 can flourish in this system and they can be a team, there's no reason why they couldn't do it with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving's just a better version of Isaiah Thomas. I'm sorry. It should have worked.
We can blame everybody then. I'm all for that.
It should have worked. They just hated each other.
They hated it. That's the problem. It wasn't the X's and O's. They hated each other.
No, they hated each other. It's rarely the X's and O's in that sport. Rarely. It's about the talent. Again, you can take the system and shove it. Is it the system in Golden State, or is it the fact that you have three guys who are absolutely epic shooters?
Wait, hold on. System helps.
You don't think the Bulls were the part that were a product of the triangle?
No, I don't.
It wasn't the triangle offense that won.
No,
it?
No. You can take the sharp end of that triangle, any of the three, and shove it. As far as I'm concerned, yeah. No, no. You and your triangle, stuff your triangle. You can completely shove it. Right up there.
Okay, so NBA free agency, I don't care what the dates are. It's officially begun. Are you enjoying yourself yet, Celtics fans?
Not really.
It's been a good start, wouldn't you say?
Miserable.
Holy crap.
Porked.
Complete napalming.
All caps.
Of what was developing into a, you know, my God, where you stood a year ago and where you stand now, it's just, it's impossible to consider how that happened.
What a disaster.
What happened, frankly? And the 5:30 p.m. David Ortiz press conference is obviously...
They just turned the camera on.
Shocker.
So if anything happens in the next 15 minutes, we'll let you know. But otherwise, the final word is next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Mass and Felger.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line MA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody, Jimmy.
Nobody. All right, a couple of pieces of sound to get to here in the final word today, starting with a story from Doug Gottlieb. Oh, we used to hear on the CBS Sports Minutes, but he had some pretty juicy intel on Kyrie Irving and a certain little interaction that took place between he and Coach Brad Stevens.
I'll give you a story real quick from Boston. A friend of mine told me this story.
Brad.
That Kyrie came in one day just to film. And again, it's not that Kyrie shows up late. He actually was the first one in film room. Walked up to Brad Stevens and said, Brad always, morning, good morning. What does government mean to you? That was Kyrie's good morning question. What does the word government mean to you?
So just stop.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine dealing with someone like this in any workplace? I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
It's an insufferable a-hole.
These type of people that think they're dumb people that think they're smart. Like, they're that's some of the worst people on the planet. And that's what Kyrie Irving is.
Fancies himself as a deep thinker.
Can you imagine being Brad, though?
Oh, poor Brad. This is, I mean, how do you not feel for him here?
Shows up in the morning to go to work. Team has all sorts of problems. They're trying to figure it out. Film session. Here's Kyrie, first one in the film room. Oh, good sign. We can break down the high pick and roll. Hi, Kyrie.
What does government mean to you? That was Kyrie's.
Oh, my God. What?
Huh?
What? Huh?
What does government mean to you?
Oh, my God. I wanted to talk about the pick and roll. I wanted to talk about the high screen with... Oh, my God. What?
What does government mean to you?
What?
Listen, man, we need to try to get ready for Milwaukee tonight. That's what we need to watch the film.
First thing out of the gates.
What does government mean to you?
So continue. continue, Jimmy.
This
continue.
Is great.
Continue.
And so Brad Stevens at 8 in the morning on his first cup of Dunkin' took a long sip.
Attaboy.
And went into some soliloquy saying absolutely nothing because he didn't know what sort of trap door any sort of word was.
So that stopped. That's my favorite part of the whole thing. Sort of at a crucial time internally, you're trying to figure things out. He comes in early to the team meeting, and Brad says, hey.
What does the word government mean to you?
Oh, my God.
No, we can't play that enough. No, it's good they get the Dalai Lama playing point guard. For crying out loud, Confucius.
Imagine having to deal with this.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Basketball Confucius.
But so how do you answer it so you don't get in trouble? Because who the hell knows what word is going to trigger Kyrie Irving?
You just ignore. You turn around and get back to the whiteboard and just start drawing up plays.
Or you don't answer. You say, oh, Kyrie, you know what? I don't know. I haven't given that one a lot of thought lately. Why? What does it mean to you?
Right. Or you just say,
turn it right back. Because really, like Murray said, he's really just interested in what he thinks.
Yeah, he wants to give you his answer. There's really no out of it. Even if he says to him, like, listen, this is about film study. Why is it film study? I look at it as player surveillance. all right, man. Like, Jesus Christ. Fine.
Player
all right.
Surveillance.
We also have this. Maz has had it with long baseball games, especially 17-inning games that go into the wee hours of the morning, like last night's Twins win over the Red Sox.
With all due respect, God bless you for staying up. The Red Sox can go to hell, as far as I'm concerned, with the 5 hours and 45 minutes. I'm not joking.
Oh, no, no. That's a whole other conversation that we've had.
No
need to go back there.
Yeah, and 4:45 on Sunday, afternoon game or night game, go to hell. I'm not watching it. I'm not. And I love baseball and have, you know, but what it is now, they bastardized the game. They've completely destroyed it as far as I'm concerned. But that aside, so they had, I'll take the caller's word for it. They had a game against Tampa two Sundays ago, second and third, nobody out. Strikeout. They couldn't even make contact. So, like, I look at that and say, you know what? You deserve to lose when you're doing that kind of crap. Situationally, they have sucked in the early part of this year. The first half, now it's not early anymore. Situationally, they have sucked.
I always think of there are a couple of summers ago, might have been Rick Porcello, it was the last year of John Farrell here. You told someone on the Red Sox, go to hell. Like,
I did?
Yeah.
I may have.
The team collectively, but I think of that often.
I'd probably get angry. Who the hell knows?
Anyway, here comes the baseball reporters. They finally hit the podium in the DR. Are you going to go to that live, Mass?
I don't know. We'll see. Like, Jimmy told me they were speaking Spanish. So we'll see. If they're speaking Spanish, that doesn't do us any good. But maybe we'll pick up some of it live. I hope we're rolling on it back there. We'll give people updates, obviously, in real time.
Jimmy, how's your Spanish back there?
Terrible.
She's kind of fucked.
How about this intern here next to you?
Syracuse guy, what do you think?
He speaks Spanish, Syracuse boy?
If he goes to Syracuse, he barely speaks English.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
You're crying out loud. Who's kidding? Oh, Jimmy.
So the mic quality is terrible right now.
Is she speaking Spanish or English?
What's that?
The woman speaking Spanish or English in the Dominican? Any idea?
In the attack for the one that was victim on June 9th, the ex...
I'm not doing this.
No, that ain't going to work. And no, that, well, I mean, I don't want to make a decision for your hour, Maz, but...
I'm making the decision for his hour.
No, we're not doing that. If that's what it is, we're not carrying it. No way. But we will...
Cesar Alcantara, he is the governor and prosecutor of...
Yeah, we're not doing that. We're not. Okay. We're not. Well, I can't take that quality.
What are you doing?
So last night's game, and we'll update people on the details come out of the Dominican, but there's a lot to sink your teeth into from last night's game.
Okay, no commercials, just an update from Murray. Then you get Maz, Ortiz updates, all that right now on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 p.m. Bye-bye.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston.
Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub. The Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Well, it's a pretty quick turnaround for the Boston Red Sox and Minnesota Twins tonight after they played a 17-inning marathon that went into the wee hours of the morning. Twins ended up winning 4-3 after nearly 6 hours. Tonight, the third and final game of this series. Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound for the Sox. Mookie Betts moving up to the DH spot. J.D. Martinez slotting into right field, batting third. Sandy Leon handling the catching duties. That's really the only other change in Alex Cora's lineup. First pitch, 8-10. Red Sox have placed Hector Velasquez back in the 10-day injured list with a low back strain and brought up Josh Smith from Pawtucket to fill his spot on the roster. Yankees completed a sweep of the Tampa Bay Rays today with their 12-1 win in the Bronx. They're now up 7 games on the Red Sox in the American League East. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady posted on his Instagram account today a clip of him throwing to wide receiver Josh Gordon with a source saying that the two connected for a workout together yesterday. That from ESPN's Mike Reese. Gordon currently suspended indefinitely by the NFL for violating the terms of his conditional reinstatement under the league's substance abuse policy. An NFL spokesman told The Athletic's Jeff Howe, though, the league has no update on Gordon's indefinite suspension. In fact, the league couldn't even tell Howe if there was a timeline for a review of that suspension. Adrian Wojnarowski confirmed a breakdown in talks between Al Horford and the Celtics, leading Horford to prepare to test free agency for a long-term offer elsewhere. And the Memphis Grizzlies traded franchise star Mike Conley to the Utah Jazz in exchange for Jay Crowder, Kyle Korver, Grayson Allen, the 23rd pick in tomorrow night's NBA draft, and a future first-round draft pick. Headlines are brought to you by Unique Indoor Comfort.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.